This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense training toolkit. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I'm holding up one of these soft-sided scorpions that they, I've had these for a while, but today I got to publicize them, and this is Kydex. This is Kydex. I mean, this is just Kydex in a different mindset. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Very mindful of the need for self-defense every day. With each and every passing day, I become more and more mindful of it. So who better to turn to than somebody who spotlights it, in addition to all the other stuff he does? And that would be none other than Rob Morse of the Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Slow Facts Blog, ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, and he squeezes oil out of rocks. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's great to hear you and Laura.
Yeah, it's... She knows everybody I know.
She does. And it's a shame it's taken you both so long to meet each other. I'm sure your listeners will enjoy hearing her again.
Well, she's got like this sort of a mindset, this like lack of compassion mindset that she sort of telegraphs. And I just dig that. I dig that emotionless. I mean, you just know somebody like that is dangerous when you see somebody like that. It's like Terminator.
She's actually very passionate about our rights to defend ourselves. And she goes, yes, but I can only so, if I let all that out, I fail at my job to protect it. So the same really as a political activist, as a paid political advisor, she goes, I have to keep my wits. Same thing you do when you defend your family.
Well, yeah. And now that she's gone to a faster class, which she went to a higher level class than you went.
That's true. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. It's splendid. So anyway, I have become increasingly with the advent of the Black Lives Matter and the fact that they've got sanction from the progressives and everything else, and they're just allowed to run wherever they want to run. Self-defense in these United States, armed self-defense is changing. I mean, it's changing in the days and weeks coming up. And so... Do you have, and I'm not looking for anything specific, I just want to, you know, give us some self-defense. We got 5 minutes in this segment. What kind of a self-defense story can you tell us real quick?
Well, let's give you a short one, and it's an everyman story, because it will be every man on the street who is now at risk. In this case, a Pittsburgh homeowner, not any day special, not any guy special, but here's glass breaking at 2 a.m. That's a clue. And he picks up on it. Notice how hard it is to pick up on this clue. If somebody breaks glass, you pretend that wasn't what it was. Did I really hear that? I'm asleep. Okay. You have to convince yourself. you know, I think I heard it. I'm going to treat it as real. I'm going to arm myself. I'm going to get my phone. I'm going to arouse my family. And because my family's in the house, I walk toward the sound of breaking glass. Unfortunately, this wasn't a nightmare. This was a real nightmare that actually occurred at night. He finds two robbers standing in his kitchen. The gun comes up. He says, get the H out. They decide they've made a really bad choice of nighttime employment. They go back out the kitchen window they came in, back over to a fire escape down. They run. They didn't move toward the homeowner. They didn't present a weapon. No shots fired. This is absolutely typical. This is what happens most of the time. Except, think of all the things if this happened to you. I have to believe what I heard. I have to have been prepared, because unless your gun is ready, you won't have time to go get it from the safe. What do you think, Bill?
I home carry to the degree to where if my gun would bounce, I'd be dribbling my gun all over the house. And, I mean, in some cases, like if I'm going to drive an hour away, I carry the kit.
Right.
And I've called it different things. I've called it the ISIS welcome wagon bag and, you know, a bunch of other things that are, you know, sort of tongue in cheek, but it's, you know, business. So, I think, If you have a gun and, you know, safe storage is with you. It's, I don't practice safe storage with my guns. I don't. Simply because, that safe storage is the same thing as, a lockdown in a school. Because that means they're locked in. And when I'm safely storing my gun, that means, well, it's going to take a minute to get to it.
But you have a flashlight that you can get to in seconds at night as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's attached to the gun.
There you see, bingo. Let's. So, how many more seconds do we have?
We actually have about 2.5 minutes.
Awesome. Think of it—the training that this requires. Yes, I have a flashlight. Yes, I have a gun. Okay, you're going to go around your house. How do you turn on a light switch? You reach over, not with your gun. You reach over with your other hand. You fumble. And now you're probably pointing your gun at your support hand that has the flashlight in it. Look, this takes some practice. Yeah. It's really good to practice in the daylight, one, when you're awake, two, when the guns can be unloaded. Better yet, talk to a firearms instructor who can show you the different holds. Let's add this to it. If you had to pull the trigger, do you shoot one-handed very often? Or do you know how to brace a hand against the other hand, even when both hands are full? So here we have every man meeting an every man sort of threat, and yet it's really pretty sophisticated. More to the point, it's all accessible. You can learn it, but please don't learn it through trial and error. That really hurts.
Yeah, the one of the things I don't understand about people that have guns is why I've always been waiting. With all the guns that have been bought under Obama, with all of the ammunition that has been purchased under Obama, I've been waiting for the training industry to explode. Right. And as far as I haven't seen that just yet. I mean, I know people go to classes and they go to high speed classes, but I've expected, you know, I expected certain instructors to open up franchises. I mean, I just didn't see that big. So I haven't seen that yet.
Some have. I mean, there's the some instructors have developed such good curricula that they essentially have franchised. But let's be truthful about many of the people you know, many of the people I know. They have a gun. They're thinking about getting their permit. Once they have their permit, they're thinking about carrying every day. Then maybe they'll go get training. And really, it's the training that makes the firearm worthwhile, just as much as the ammunition.
Yeah, it's the repetition and it's the ease and comfort of use, the familiarity with it. Rob Morse, you can find him all over the place, really. You can find him on the Polite Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Slow Facts blog, ClashDaily.com, Ammoland.com. We'll be right back.
Dixie Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. ATC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An ATC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Tall Defense and Teaching Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Now, for those of you who run a Kydex holster, go look at the Kydex holsters of the other major players out there. Look at their design today. Look at their design 3 years ago and compare that to what you get from G-Code, which they still have the designs from 3 years ago, and they have two or three more evolutions since then available. They are the masters of modularity, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse of lots of things, and he specializes in self-defense gun stories. We're talking self-defense gun stories. Let me ask you a question. I've been seeing a lot of articles lately about people being in cars, self-defense plans for people in cars that suddenly find themselves surrounded in a protest. Now, I fully expected when we saw the Aurora shooting that we would start seeing, training class simulations where people were shooting from an elevated position like they would be in a theater. But I never saw that. Are we going to start seeing, I know that they have vehicular born self-defense classes, but they're more in line with like a tactical operators type, not like the kind where, you know, you're bringing your wife home from a Sunday out and getting coffee or milkshake or something, and suddenly you're surrounded in a Black Lives Matter protest.
Yes, I have practiced from cars. You probably have too, but that is the tactical edge. That's well away from what people are taught as a standard. In point of fact, the car is a far more powerful weapon than even a long gun.
Oh, yeah.
It will move people out of the way like no one's business. In fact, even a crowd cannot stop a car. The better issue, or really the bigger issue, is let's just call it the same problem we see with Pokemon Go, only when you're behind the wheel. If you're head down looking at GPS instructions or texting or talking to someone, you're not head up paying attention to the world around you. Look, I understand that driving is something you can now do most of the time and divide your attention. Not so in the city, not so when it changes every few hundred feet, particularly if there's urban unrest around you. So it's a mindset change. Even a small Econo box can push a huge crowd out of the way.
You know, that, and I'm glad you said that, because my first, all of my favorite comedians are dead. That's horrible, but that's the truth. but Bill Hicks did this little bit where he was talking about, he died in the 90s right after the L.A. riots, and he was talking about Reginald Denny. And he was making a joke out of the fact that Reginald Denny, all the world over, everybody looked at Reginald Denny and said, just tap the gas. And that's a good point that you make. I certainly would not be looking to egress out of a car until I had a few people on the ground first. So I'm waiting to see if they respond to that. I don't know how you would possibly teach something like that, but I do think it would be a good idea to teach it.
Well, one thing you do is you listen to a show like yours, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much of a preparation that's going to give to somebody besides maybe the motivation to go out and train, which is plenty for me. That's fine. If I succeed in that, I'm very happy with that. But
the first thing a student has to do is be open to new questions. And the idea that, wow, there may be a time when I'm just traveling to and from the grocery store and there's some people that want to take me out of my – stop me. The way they'll stop me is they will use – my sympathy that I don't want to injure them. Then they'll damage my car, drag me out of the car, and hurt me. You need to recognize that situation, because as soon as you recognize it, you're now immune to it. So you have a kit you travel with.
Yeah.
And the greatest asset in that kit is your awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that keeps me hopefully from having to deploy the kid. If the kid has to come out, then things are really, really bad.
In some sense, we've failed a bit if the kit gets dragged out.
I'm going to tell you a story simply because of it. This is where a lot of my awareness sense comes from, is this realization. When Bruce Lee was a young man and he was teaching Westerners in California, he happened upon this one guy named Dan Inosanto, who most people in the martial arts know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a Filipino martial artist, and he was the one that actually revolutionized Bruce Lee's way of thinking. One of the big ways, simply because Filipino martial arts, like, they have one method of sword fighting where as soon as the fight is on, the sword fighter throws himself to the ground and fights from a seated position because it comes from a very slippery, muddy region of the Philippines. So you're not going to be able to stand up anyway, so they go straight to the ground to begin with.
Wow.
And that kind of awareness, you know, that's I like going to a training class and shooting from a back and shooting up on top of the target and shooting, you know, laying against the target and all that other stuff, because it's not going to be like I think the worst place a person can go when they're learning to try to shoot for self-defense is an indoor range, because they have to sit in a lane and they got barricades on either sides and they can't go forward, they can't go backwards, you know.
Other than the fact that you must shoot slowly in most ranges, and very few people practice with their weak hand, and half of the time when you shoot, it's single-handed, and you don't move. Other than that, it's fine.
I'm just not a big... I like to be able to shoot and move. I like to be able to... Because that's the way it's going to be.
Exactly.
In the military, the closest we ever came to shooting in an indoor range was to be on a simulator.
Do we have time for another self-defense gun story?
We got a minute. If you
well,
want,
let's get...
You want to get this...
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Let's push it back to the next segment.
Okay. Rob Morris, you can find him with the Polite Society podcast with Paul Lathrop, which, by the way, you, me, Paul, we're all part of a new network that for some reason is escaping my name simply because my what is it called?
The Self-Defense Radio Network?
There you go. That's a new thing that's come out with the Polite Society. I'm with Paul and Rob, who are the main players of the Polite Society podcast, and Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, ClashDaily.com, where he writes next to the bashful Doug Giles, Ammoland.com, and, of course, the Slow Facts blog. We'll be right back. This is Locked and Loaded.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, leading your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Anywhere you can possibly think of mounting a holster, G-Code will go. On your thigh, on your vest, on your rig, on your belt, in your vehicle, on your vehicle, under your bed, next to your bed, wherever you want. Inside the waistband, they've got you covered. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We're about to hear another self-defense gun story. Go, sir, go.
In this case, a couple was house-sitting for a friend. Their friend was out of town. And the couple slept in their house night after night, except for one special night. That's when a stranger entered the home. The stranger then kicked in the bedroom door and found the house-sitting couple. The man shot the intruder. The intruder fled, and the house-sitters then called police. They quickly picked up the intruder nearby. He was the ex-boyfriend of the homeowner. Most ex-boyfriends, even if they're absolutely convinced that their girlfriend's house is being violated, don't kick in bedroom doors. So, in hindsight, this is the best of all possible worlds. Aren't we glad the homeowner wasn't at home. Let me ask you this question. You're traveling. Do you bring your firearm for protection? Do you bring a flashlight? Do you bring your cell phone? Do you, because you're traveling, write down where the heck you are?
Yes to all above, yes.
Good, because lots of times when I wake up, if someone had just kicked in my door in a stranger's house, I go, well, I'm in the third house past the tree. You know, lots of us know how we got there. Not all of us have taken the effort to get the address so that we can get the police there if we needed them. Fortunately, this intruder was taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. So, the next time you go to the gun range, practice shooting one-handed, practice with a flashlight. What else? Your kit already has that. You have a spare phone in your travel kit?
Don't have a spare phone. My plan, if I'm able to implement the plan, is I keep a wired headset with me at all times.
Ah, there you go.
And I'm going to stick. I'm going to be making the call before I go out for the fall, and hopefully be on the phone with 911 while I'm in there doing practicing my old sweep technique.
Let's add one more thing for the super ninjas.
Sure.
Before you take the ninja course, two armed defenders are probably 10 times as effective as one. Therefore, before you go get all gunnied up, you might want to have your partner trained so that you're working together.
Yeah, and, that's that kind of thing that you're describing, that's even if you haven't trained with somebody for a long time, if you know how to communicate with them, right?
Like if their head's in the game.
If their head's in the game, I mean, if you're going out into a hallway, pick a direction you're going in, let him know which direction you're going in, and he needs to be going in another direction. If you're going to the right, he needs to be going to the left, and he needs to let you know you're going to the left because he needs to know where you're at the whole time.
Right.
And that whole communication thing, one of the things I've been wondering about the FASTER program is, do they have COMMO? Or are they going to have COMMO? I mean, I would imagine some sort of two-way radio or walkie-talkie system would be enough, but not one that the entirety of the faculty has access to, one where they can talk amongst themselves because they don't want to have, the non-defenders getting in on that because they'd just be in the way.
What they do practice a lot is communication with staff and with the other responders. For example, you've got a bad guy on the ground. You really want not to be shot, so you ask if another staff member comes around the corner, we've secured the scene, the staff member is down, I'm armed. With your hands raised, stand across the aisle and wave to police as they arrive.
Yeah.
So they're thinking about the landing zone and how to avoid fratricide.
Yeah. They also, like one of the things that if I'm ever on the phone with the cops and I'm trying to clear something, I'm going to be going, now listen, when you guys get here, I'm wearing a black pair of shorts, a white t-shirt, I'm spear bald, and I have a rakishly handsome goatee. Very gray.
What is amazing about police, think of it, most of their job is, hi, here's some gone sideways mess, and you've got about 15 seconds to sort out who's who. So they are remarkably good at it. The magic is, don't threaten them, don't frighten them in those first 15 to 20 seconds.
Yeah,
so they can, get it sorted out. Oh, you're one of the card-carrying good guys. How nice. Okay, holster it. And now your hands come up. They own the scene. You're done.
Yep. Funny how we got a couple of minutes left in this segment. In my state, we don't have any mechanism for open carry.
Hmm.
And for some reason, they believe, in my state, they don't look at the other states where the cops don't accidentally shoot open carry.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
And they don't accidentally shoot open carriers. They can't, you know, if I ask them, well, has that happened that you know of? And they can't answer that. And all I can presume is that they think our cops are stupid here in South Carolina. So,
well, since you brought up Faster, isn't it amazing that if you asked our neighbors, should police be augmented by armed first responders who work in the schools, teachers, custodians, janitors, guidance counselors, their thought is, oh my, they're not police. Yeah. Well, they could shoot each other. Okay. We have 2,000 man years of experience with armed staff in school. Have you heard of any cases like that? Do you think you would have? So they're people who are ignorant about a subject imagine that they know more about it than they really do. My gosh. Fortunately, and I think you're going to have Chris Bird on soon.
Yeah.
Chris has done a great bit of research to show us what works and what doesn't work to protect vulnerable people in church, in schools, in hospitals. We don't have to guess. Now we know.
Well, what kills me, though, is the people that will say that, and we got about 45 seconds left, the people that will say that surely you're going to shoot each other without knowing what the hell they're talking about. That just kills me. I mean, I just want to grab something heavy and blunt.
No. Yes.
Yes, I do.
Case,
yes, I do.
The heavy, blunt object you want to grab is their imagination because they're so frightened by the subject that they're really reaching out for rationalizations to defend their point of view.
Well, their head is heavy and blunt. I don't know if they have it. Rob Morris, you can find him at Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense, Gun Stories, ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, Slow Facts WordPress blog. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Sitting here surrounded by all this G-Code stuff. It's cool to be me. Finishing out, my guest this hour is Rob Morse. He is Slow Facts Blog, Ammoland.com, ClashDaily.com, Polite Society Podcast, and Self Defense Gun Stories. We're going to get a little bit of everything. It's going to be a little bit like a salad bar here. First of all, you want to lead off with a self-defense gun story, yeah?
I do. A delivery driver and his wife were delivering bread to a local market.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely normal. I mean, what the milkman came by, right? Every man's story. They turned out of the market, couple of empty bread racks in hand. Oops, there's someone taking their bread from the back of their truck. The driver hurries over. He's not trying to arrest the guy. He says, "Look, get away." And then the robber doesn't. Instead, the robber puts his hands into his pocket and walks toward the driver. Bad choice of victims. The driver has a firearm legally he is carrying. He presents, shoots the robber, and calls the police. He backs out of the truck. The robber hobbles out, falls out. Police transport him to the jail and then to the hospital and then to the jail. Now, are these guys squared away? Let's find out. Look, takes a policeman who's pretty, you know, down-to-earth guy to say, you've got your inventory here. You've got your wife here. She doesn't have the commercial driver's license. Finish your delivery. We've got your address. We'll talk to you later. That is a cop who's squared away. But he's the exception, not the rule. Do you have a lawyer that you could call? I'm so glad you have your firearm. I'm glad you got the class that you can concealed carry. Now I want you to step up so that you're not devastated by protecting your own life.
That was a pretty squared away cop, wasn't it?
Isn't that a good cop story in disguise? Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the delivery business for 20 years before I got into radio. Both times that I've used a gun in self-defense as a civilian, it was as a milk delivery man.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's something. You've got a guy in your truck.
Which, by the way, they didn't know I was carrying the gun that day.
Right.
So I might be in trouble.
Do you know what to say to the policeman? You don't confess that you had that violation 20 years ago. You explain very, very briefly, I was the victim. I defended myself. He reached into his pocket. He fell out. He went that way. I think there's blood. There was somebody standing at the door who saw it. And now I need to talk to my lawyer. But let's also get your head in the game. You present a firearm to someone that's 15 feet away. Were they close enough to hurt you? At 40 feet, were they close enough to hurt you? The answer, probably, unless you're very, very fast, is yes, they were. It will amaze you how long it takes you to clear your coat, get your gun, get it up, put two shots on target. Again, another thing you can't do in a square target range is have a buzzer go off, and while you're getting your gun out and shooting at a target, have somebody who is standing behind you, have them run away from you, and have somebody watch where their feet are placed when they hear the second gunshot. There will probably be a surprisingly large distance. The rule is that for people who are prepared, it's 21 feet. For people who are surprised, it stretches out closer to 40 to 50 feet.
Yeah. 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 All these stories. You know, sometimes one of the banes of my existence is having to cover presidential politics right now.
Yes.
And I would so much rather get out there and talk success in self-defense and stuff such as that. But I so envy that which you and Paul do, simply because you don't have to deal with listening and talking about politicians.
Well, let me dip my toe in your water for a minute then. Let's talk about politicians and what they've enabled. Did you talk about what I call the new liberal bigotry being broadly accepted, where a journalist, an academic, or a politician can say, you know, I think we need to kill NRA members, yeah, and that's okay?
Yeah, I have talked about that. Yeah.
Okay, then we'll skip that one.
Well, no. But see, here's the thing. This is what I say about this, and you tell me if I'm out of line. One of these days, they're going to come around a corner, and they're going to meet some Oath Keeper pipe hitter, or maybe a group of Oath Keeper pipe hitters who truly do understand the meaning of violence.
Yes.
When is the prudent time to wage violence, and when is not a proper time to use violence? And they're going to come up against some people that know how to be hyperviolent, and that's, you know, when I think about that, and I'm sorry to say this, when I think about that, I chuckle.
How about the bikers that were at the Trump rally and basically said, oh, you guys want to cause a ruckus?
Yeah.
Well, let's try that one on. And all of a sudden, our Republican National Nominating Convention was surprisingly well-behaved. Damn, what a bunch of Boy Scouts everybody became.
Well, what about when the Oath Keepers went to Ferguson?
Yep.
See, these mobs and these talkers and everything else, I mean, I've heard so many times, I've heard Geraldo Rivera talk about knocking this person out and knocking that person out. Geraldo's in pretty good shape, but Geraldo's a shrimp.
No, it's not happening.
No, not. And I mean, these Northeastern types that have never been out of state and never done, they're like Gersh. As far as I'm concerned, they're all Gersh Kunstmann.
Well, you know what? Let's. I'm going to step away from politics just for a second. I live in the relatively dry part of Louisiana. I have been privileged to, unfortunately, see many of my neighbors 60, 70 miles away, see their homes and their neighborhoods destroyed. It is a sportsman's paradise. The joke is, you know, if you put all the boats end-to-end, you could probably walk from one end of the state and never touch earth. And they've turned out. They call it the Cajun Navy. One thing Katrina taught us is don't wait for the government to come save you. I understand there are exceptions where only a helicopter will do. I love that they can evacuate the wounded and the injured. But there are people who are being evacuated off of rooftops by their neighbors.
Yep.
They may be their neighbors from 20 miles away, but they decided some people were in need. They turned out. They remind me in spirit so much of the teachers in Faster. What do you think, Bill?
Well, it's clear cut that community still exists in the United States if you just look for it, and it shows itself in the worst of times, and it gives me hope for the nation as a whole. And, you know, I'm just hoping that the entirety of the good people of the United States have that one cathartic moment and realize that they've been lied to, and the only media they need to listen to is Polite Society, everything at GCN, and me.
That's exactly. I heard this fantastic statistic. And what, Chicago just sent a record for violence, 110 people shot in 1 week. The overwhelming majority of Chicago citizens are absolutely law-abiding.
Yep.
They can stop that.
We're out of time, Rob. We're out of time.
Okay.
We'll do it again.
Thank you, Bill.
Be right back to 21 hours from now. Stay safe. Out of here.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.